Hello everyone, this is Brenda Nom, your local mortgage and insurance advisor in Invercargill. Today is day two of some questions and answers that are there for anyone to listen to, a potential client, an existing client, or people that are just interested in getting some information on home buying. So I've written a list of some different questions that clients have emailed me recently, and I'm just going to go through my opinion on those and give you some information. So the first one I've got is, how long does it take to get a pre-approval? Well, that depends. Basically, if you come into our office and we've got all your information, as a general rule, it depends on the bank's workload. I would probably say between 3 and 5 working days, so just under a week, and we should hear back from the bank. Sometimes a little bit longer, depending on if they've got extra questions or they want things to be clarified, but that will give you just a rough idea, so not too long. What do I need to bring to my appointment? We will give you a list of things to bring and make sure that you're super organised. But a lot of things are pretty basic, like 3 last pay slips, some ID, photo ID. You can print off some bank statements and different things at our offices. Pretty basic stuff, but we will give you a hit list of what to bring in, so you know exactly what to bring in. The more organised you are, the better it helps us and the quicker we can get your application away. Do you see clients after hours? Absolutely. I guess the difference is when you own your own business and you set your own hours, we're not like a bank. So yes, we can definitely see you after hours. So let us know what might be convenient and I'll definitely try and work around that. What is the best way to contact me? Well, I've got two staff that also help me out. So the quickest way is to go onto our website, brendanom.co.nz, and we've got a client inquiry form there. So if you pop your details into that, it gives us your income, any debts you've got, how much deposit you have, etc. That goes through to one of my staff members. They do some calculations on it. They then show it to me. We have a discussion about it, and then we give you a call with a potential plan. So super easy. Just pop onto our website is definitely the quickest way to do that. Do you deal with non-banks? Yes, we do. We only deal with a couple of them. I don't want to get a client into, you know, too much of a tight spot, and there is some non-banks out there that do lending, but their interest rates are significantly high. So there is a couple that we deal with, and we think that the fairer ones out of them all. So there is a few other options sometimes before we reach that stage, but if we've exhausted all avenues, that might be the way we have to go down. We'll let you know from the get-go if there's going to be extra fees, because sometimes the companies charge those sorts of fees, and we'll give you a heads up on all of that so that you know what to expect. What does a pre-approval mean? Well, I actually would prefer to call them a conditional approval, because a lot of people think a pre-approval means you can go out tomorrow and just buy a house. But it's still subject to the bank having a look at the sale and purchase agreement, and there might be some other conditions that may need to be met on there. For example, you might need to get a registered valuation, and that has to be satisfactory to the bank. So normally when we get you a conditional approval, I like to call it, there will be some stipulations with that, and we will give you an idea of what they are. But generally, it's copy of a sale and purchase agreement to be satisfactory to the bank, potentially a valuation. If we haven't got your KiwiSaver letter there, then that could be something that's on there. Most of them are minor things, so we'll talk you through that. What do banks look for when they assess my application? Well, we basically know whether or not you meet the bank's criteria because we've got access to all the different banks' calculations. So if we didn't think you had a really good chance, we wouldn't be sending it through, or we wouldn't be coming in for an appointment. What they look at though is how you operate your accounts. So they don't really like to see accounts going into unarranged overdraft or having dishonors on bill payments and that type of thing. They want to see a clear credit history. So they look at that. Sometimes they also look at how you spend money. If there's a lot of gaming, withdrawals, or patterns for things, sometimes depending on the situation, if it's making your accounts into overdraft, then sometimes that can be an issue. So they sometimes just look for how you look after your accounts. Are you organised with your money? Do you have any savings? How you operate things? But sometimes that can be as a kind of a sub thing on the side. Particularly if you do have personal loans and that sort of thing, they definitely will look at if they're paid on time. What happens next if I'm pre-approved? Well, we will guide you through that process. It's quite simple. Once you've got a conditional approval, we'll tell you exactly what needs to be done and we'll orchestrate everything for you so that all the timing's right and everything is on track. So we'll just tell you basically what you need to do and when you need to do it. And if we do it, then that's cool. We can do that. Whatever makes it easier for you, we do. So it's super easy. How long does a pre-approval last for? Generally, it can be between 60 to 90 days. Sometimes banks change their regulations. There's been, some instances where they've pulled pre-approval, some of the banks. So anything can change, and the banks can change their regulations overnight. But as a general course, you're probably looking at anywhere from 2 to 3 months. So that gives you some time to find the right property. And if we need to extend that, we can normally just check that your position hasn't changed and get a couple of more updated payslips and send it back through for another 60 to 90 days. So that's pretty straightforward. Is it easier to get a loan with 20% deposit? The simple answer is yes, it is. The banks think that those clients tend to be less risky because you've got 20% deposit. So that's quite strong, and the banks want that business. And also, it can be harder to meet the bank's servicing requirements when you don't have 20%. So yes, it is easier with a 20% deposit, but if you don't have 20%, we will sort out a plan for you and let you know right away what we think you can do and can't do. So we'll give you good, honest advice because I'm definitely an expert in that field, so I can assist you with that information. So that's all for you guys tonight. Hopefully you've learned something there. If you've got any questions or would like some other questions answered, please send us an email at info@brendanom.co.nz. Otherwise, you can Google Brenda Nom Mortgage Advisor Invercargill, and that will pop up with our website, and you'll be able to get a link from there with their email address. Hope that's been of some help, and I look forward to doing some more of these for you guys. Thanks so much, and hopefully look forward to helping you in the near future.